KJAN Sports.
It's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. It took 11 innings and over 3 hours of play, but by the end of Monday night, Atlantic softball made history. They did something they've never done before in their 49 years of playing softball at Atlantic High School. They picked up a win at the state tournament, a 10-9 come-behind win over Anamosa. They accomplished two new feats for the program, a quarterfinal round win and 34 wins in a season. It was a wild back-and-forth affair that ended on an RBI single from Jada Jensen to send Atlantic to the semifinals Wednesday against Assumption. Anamosa got on top first with a run scored from the first batter, Emily Waters. Atlantic climbed in front in the fourth with help from four walks and a hit batter given up by Waters in the circle. Anamosa answered with three of their own in the top of the fifth inning, taking advantage of a couple of walks and an error from Atlantic. Atlantic grabbed a run in the sixth inning to tie the game at four all. Anamosa then plated a run in the top of the seventh on a well-executed Maddie Meeker bunt. Atlantic would respond with Melina Woodward bunting home a run from Lauren Nicholas. The Atlantic girls left the winning run on third, and off they went to extra innings. No one scored in the eighth, and the two squads traded runs in the ninth to keep it rolling at 6-6, and both teams left a runner stranded again in the 10th inning. Then things got quite wild in the 11th. Anamosa brought home a run on a two-out double from Emily Waters, and they would add two more on a single by catcher Lexi Bright to take a 9-6 lead, but Atlantic didn't let that three-run deficit bring them down. Caroline Pellett reached on an error, and Ava Rush earned a walk to start the bottom of the 11th. Madison Botas got a base hit to load the bags. A wild pitch then brought Caroline Pellett home, cutting the deficit to two. Melina Woodward then earned the 12th walk of the night from Emily Waters to fill those bases back up again. Alyssa Derby then stepped to the plate, sporting an 0-for-4 night so far, but she came through this time with a two-run single to tie the game up at 9 apiece. Derby said she took a different approach at the plate during that last at-bat.
I think my approach at the plate before, during the, you know, beginning of the game, whatever, wasn't the greatest, and so I knew coming in to the plate, I needed to change my approach, and I think I just went in with more confidence and told myself I was going to get a hit, and that's what I did, and put us in a good position.
Well, the next two batters were put out for the Atlantic, leaving runners at second and third with two down, but Jada Jempson then ripped the first pitch she saw up the middle to bring home courtesy runner Madison Huddleston to drive in the winning run. Derby said the team had the right mindset heading into that last half inning.
We knew going in we were not going to give up. I mean, we wanted to do what Atlantic has never done in the past and get past the quarterfinal, and that's exactly what we did.
Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman was extremely proud of the attitude and leadership that got them through that wild contest.
Even with down three runs there, you know, nobody hung their head, nobody thought we were out of it. We had, eight, nine hitters up. Got both of those Wildar Speed girls on base, and so, you know, it was kind of a nerve-wracking game. Might be a fun game for you guys back here, it was a great effort, especially by our seniors, but by everybody on the team.
Well, it was nerve-wracking for everybody, Coach. Don't worry about that. It was fun, though, and a wild finish to that one. Atlantic rallied from behind five different times in that contest. Atlantic will play in their first ever state softball semifinal Wednesday afternoon against Davenport Assumption. The Knights advanced with an 11-1 win over Clark in six innings. That semifinal game Wednesday will be a 3 p.m. first pitch. We'll, of course, have coverage for you here on KJAN. We'll get our pregame started at 2 o'clock to get you set for that one. Those were the 2-3A games played yesterday. Atlantic and Davenport Assumption both winning. In Class 2A first-rounders yesterday, top seed Wilton, a 7-2 winner over Pella Christian. Earlham defeated North Union 7-4. North Lynn beat Iowa City Regina 5-2. And Central Springs 11-0 over Underwood, that game in five innings. In Class 1A first-rounders, top seed New Old Fonda, a 2-0 winner over North Butler. Southeast Warren beat Sigourney 9-6. It was Wayne over Remsen St. Mary's 7-2, and Lisbon beating Clarksville in five innings 10-0. Now in action today, they'll play some consolation matches today as well. In 1A, North Butler will play Sigourney at 11. St. Mary's will play Clarksville at 11:30 this morning. Also in Class 2A, Pella Christian will play North Union at 1 o'clock, and Iowa City Regina will face Underwood at 1:30 today. Also, Clark will play Anamosa at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Those are all consolation matches. Now, other first-round matches will get underway this morning as well. The other two Class 3A first-rounders start the day. Number 2 seed Mount Vernon plays Esterville Lincoln Central at 11 this morning, while Williamsburg, the 3 seed, will play West Liberty at 11:30 in Class 3A. Then they move to 4A. Top seed Winterset will face Oskaloosa at 1 this afternoon, with Boone taking on Carlisle at 1:30. 2-seeded Western Dubuque will play North Polk at 3, and at 3:30, 3rd-seeded ADM will play Clear Creek Amana. That's in Class 4A first-round action. Then this evening, it's the 5A first round, with number 2-seed Pleasant Valley facing off against Southeast Polk at 5. 5:30 game has number 3-seed Iowa City High facing Ankeny Centennial. Top-seeded Fort Dodge will play Bettendorf at the 7 o'clock matchup tonight. And at 7:30, 4-seeded Waukee will play Cedar Rapids Kennedy. All those games in Fort Dodge, all those winners advancing in tournament play. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-district selections for this 2021 season. Among some of the area participants on those all-district squads from the Southeast District in Class 1A, T.J. Stokes of Lenox made that squad. A whole bunch of area players on the 1A Southwest District squad, including Macy M. Garten and Shea Burmeister from Exira EHK, Kenna Ford of Riverside, Haley Cook of West Harrison, and her teammate Emily McIntosh. Griswold had 3 players on the squad, Anna Kelly, Haley Pennock, and Carly Milliken. Also, Logan Magnolia's Erica Reif and McKenna Gertz were selected. Cam had 3 players on the Southwest District team, Mallory Benkin, Maddie Holes, and Alexa Miller. Also, Leah Cooper of Boyer Valley, Jaden Smith of Arweva, Jolie Sheldon of Sydney, Charlie Pryor of Woodbine, and Caitlin Nielsen of Audubon on the first team. Coach of the year is Jody Roselle of Griswold. The Class 2A Southwest District includes Ella Pierce of Underwood, Kenzie Sean of Kemper Catholic, Jaden Huseman of Trainer, Maddie Pierce of Underwood, Allie Myers of AHSTW, and Leah Krause of Underwood was named the Coach of the Year. Class 3A West District includes a couple of Atlantic players, Alyssa Derby and Olivia Engler. The battery mates for Atlantic were on the 3A West District squad. And the 4A West District team includes Emily Brouse of Harlan, Haley Bach of Lewis Central, and Gracie Hagel of Creston. That's the Iowa Girls Coaches Association all-district selections. Well, the Class 3A and 4A substate semifinal baseball action was held last night. In 3A action in boys baseball from substate 8, it was Gilbert eliminating Harlan with a 7-1 victory. Winterset knocked out Denison Sleswig 11-7. In Class 4A substate 8, Waukee defeated Lewis Central 14-4. Now, 1A and 2A substate finals are scheduled for tonight, as they'll be playing for spots in the state tournament field this evening. Some area matchups to take a look at here this evening, including our broadcast game, which will come from Class 1A substate 7 tonight. That game will be played in Glenwood. St. Albert will battle Cam this evening, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. Chris Parks will be over in Glenwood tonight to bring you all the action this evening. That's a 6:45 pregame start. 7 o'clock is the first pitch. Cam versus St. Albert with a state tournament bid on the line. You can hear it right here tonight. Also this evening, Coon Rapids Bayard will play Grundy Center at Nevada in Substate 6. In Substate 8 at Sioux City West High School, Tri-Center plays Kingsley Pearson this evening. Also, Mount Air will face New London in a game at Oskaloosa in Substate 5. In 2A play tonight, Substate 8 at Lewis Central High School, Clarinda will face Panorama for the right to go to state. In Major League Baseball action last night, St. Louis Cardinals 8-3 winners over the Chicago Cubs as the Cardinals pull even at 47-47 on the year. Dylan Carlson belted a home run and drove in 4 last night to help out the Cardinals' effort. Also, the Twins and the White Sox split a doubleheader, the Twins winning in 8 innings, 3-2 in the opener. The White Sox 5-3 winners in the nightcap. Nationals beat the Marlins 18-1. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 13-4. The Mets outscored the Reds in 11 innings, 15-11. Orioles beat the Rays 6-1. Tigers over the Rangers 14-0. Astros beat the Indians 4-3. The A's over the Angels 4-1. Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 4-2. Giants over the Dodgers 7-2. Padres at the Braves was postponed by rain. They'll do that again instead tomorrow. And Iowa State wrestling coach Kevin Dresser, the 2019 NWCA National Coach of the Year, agreed to a contract extension through 2026. Iowa State, which went 9-3 in dual action this season, had 2 Big 12 champions in David Carr and Gannon Gremmel and qualified 8 wrestlers for the NCAA championships. That's the 3rd season in a row the Cyclones have qualified 8 or more wrestlers for the national tournament. That's their best streak since 2008 through 2010. Dresser's helped to rebuild the Cyclone wrestling program from the ground up since his arrival in 2017, and he's elevated the program annually, improving their record each and every year. Terms of Dresser's new contract have not yet been announced. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.